The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hi guys, it's Miss Jenga.
And it's Freckles.
And Captain Jack.
Welcome to the O-Face Podcast. How are you guys doing this week?
Well, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been a good week.
It's been a very good week.
Has
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It has.
You got some fun stories.
Oh,
I hope so.
Yes.
Right on. That works. Well, we are here today with Miss Rabbit. And she is joining us. She's our guest for tonight. And she is actually an erotic smut writer.
Yes. Sit
so right we're going to be talk smutty to me, right?
Is
that
all
what
day.
We're going for? So we've got her on the air tonight on the podcast. Not the air. That's radio crap.
No,
I hate it when they do that on podcasts because it's like you're just recording it. It's not like you're going out live on the radio. Waves.
Or breaking for commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's a and it's podcast.
Yeah, some old habits die hard. I was on the radio for a while, so yes. All right. What'd you cook up for us, Freckles? What is
okay,
this?
Okay,
I haven't had a sip yet. You guys have all been sipping on it, telling me how.
All right.
I haven't tried it yet.
You
so,
haven't?
All right.
Get this, your pucker
this
face
is
on.
A, this is a listener-submitted recipe.
Yeah.
It is called a Red Tide.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Gold rum.
Really?
Pomegranate and lime juice.
Okay, it's kind of
it's a little murky because it's fresh lime juice. Shaken over ice and poured into a glass by itself. I wanted to use the special martini glasses, but decided against it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those are my special glasses.
I know. That's why I decided against it. Enjoy.
I think my O face turned into a pucker face.
Oh, there's a face.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Judging from your face, it looks like it.
It could use a
are
little
you tearing
bit
up?
More sweetness.
A maybe
sweetness.
A little.
A little more sweetness.
All right, we can adjust it a little bit.
It's basically like if you took a sweet tart and sucked all the sweet out of it.
Mm.
So
an entire lemon.
An entire lemon. But this is lime, sweetie. It's just embrace the lime.
Mm.
It's green. Right?
Wow.
It's a vegetable.
That really affected you, didn't it?
My mouth is dry.
I got you some Dr. Pepper. Snag that
okay.
Dr. Pepper, girl. There you go.
Water
don't
is
fuck
don't
that.
Mix it. Yeah.
Mm. Or do.
So I think that this might be a keeper with some tweaking.
Sweet. All right.
Some tweaking.
Sugar on the rim.
Sugar on the rim would be good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
This is good. All right. Okay.
Good.
Red Tide, huh?
Winner.
Oh, there's so many jokes.
Have you even,
right?
Have you even tasted it yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I just said it tastes like a sweet tart with all the sweets fucked out of it.
Mm.
It's just bitter.
That's a much better edit right there.
It's just sour.
All right, so what are we talking about?
You like those extreme flavors, though.
I really
do. Your palate is...
That really is all fucked up.
It is,
it's
because
all over the
place. You don't even like salt in your fucking oatmeal.
Like no.
Oh, just
no.
salt,
just
nothing
salt.
Else.
Salt and butter.
Yeah.
In oatmeal.
Salt and oatmeal?
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh,
guys,
yeah.
Guys' taste buds are actually tuned to more sour. That's why wine and beer taste different for you guys, because it's also the pH balance of vaginas.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh. Knowledge bomb.
Right?
Yeah.
I learned something new today.
Yeah,
it's all about
exactly.
learning.
I had no
I
idea.
I love that.
Yeah, so
mean,
beer has about the same pH
you mean
as
guys
vaginas.
And girls are different?
What?
No way.
No way. Wait a minute.
Kind of on the same
it's just not, it's not just
you guys are on the
penis.
Other side of the table from us. This is so I weird. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know what's going on.
It feels very interviewing.
Dogs and cats living in the street.
all dogs are
apocalypse?
Boys and all girls are cats.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's the Disney.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even not on this podcast.
This is
not it's
a
not
Disney podcast.
No, I know. No. Definitely.
If
not.
It is,
no.
It's going to be a Disney covered in something podcast.
So, we have a guest.
Ms. Rabbit.
Here I am.
Rabbit.
She brought her toy bag.
That's right, folks.
She
here she is.
She popped her way in here, and she brought a bag. Our Captain policy, Jack. Our policy is that if you have a guest, if we have a guest, I get to go through your bag.
Do you need help opening it up?
Oh, I'm trying to do it one-handed.
You should probably move some of this these beverages so he doesn't.
It is it's a lovely JanSport leopard, or not leopard print, zebra print.
I was going to say.
With pink accents.
Well, JanSport has a lifetime warranty. If my vibrator breaks the fucking straps, my heavy-ass dildos, I shit you not. You mail it to them, they will send you a fucking new one.
Oh, that's
the same
awesome.
Kind?
The same kind. And really? If they don't have it, they let you pick from the new one.
Shut up.
This is a replacement one.
I'm so getting one.
I mean, what?
I didn't know that.
should I place gloves on before I... dip my hand in this.
Are there gloves?
I'm pretty sure
Am I okay?
Yeah, I think you'll be
fine. I just give them a good wash and I'm done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, there's a bag within a bag, but then I pull out another bag and it's Jolly Ranchers.
Okay.
Well, match.
Jolly Ranchers.
I might have one of those.
What are Jolly Ranchers for?
Well, they're for aftercare in case you're doing something that needs to make sure that you get a little cuddling and warm fuzzy feelings afterward. Bring your blood sugar back up.
Yes,
all flavors except for grape for Mr. Freckles.
I like grape.
I have now
nobody around me likes grape.
So fucking gross.
Pulled out something that looked to be a Kindle.
Okay, so
but it's actually a contour brush palette.
Hang on, we got to go back to the Jolly Ranchers. So you feed them grape Jolly Ranchers?
Only when you're not there.
Thank you.
Right. I pull them out and I make him have green apple ones
green
when you're
apple
there.
Awesome.
No, it's a thing. I know.
Great. Yeah, there's grape right
so,
there.
So when I was a kid, my mom was super duper in the health food scene because she grew up in the South and didn't want us to be fat and filled with diabetes. So we didn't have. It's true. So we didn't have sugar. And they tricked me into thinking that carob was chocolate until I was seven or eight. It
Bless
was
your heart.
Right?
Right? Exactly.
And so one day I forgot my...
You have
my...
to earn those, Captain Jack.
Oh, is he unwrapping?
What do I have to do?
You need to do things that make you need feeling warm, fuzzy blankets
you
and,
to get
and
beat.
Candies.
You guys are like beat.
I need one right now.
That's... Oh, you... No. That
I need one. I need to have one right now, actually.
You want to take it out on barter, like on trade, like future COD?
Okay. You be careful, Captain.
Name your price.
You didn't.
I need, I'm going to say, usually it's like about, what do you say, maybe an hour per Jolly Rancher. So with interest, I'm going to say hour and a half.
Nice.
Damn, that's a fucking hell of a VIG. Jesus Christ.
I'm a shark.
I could pay you right now if we had the time.
We're in the middle of a fucking podcast.
Hey, don't cock block.
You know what? You haven't fucked me yet. You're not going to fuck her.
Oh!
Just kidding. I don't care.
Set up knocking him out.
Well, I felt good because now there's finally...
It's not true.
I didn't fuck you.
We have been together. I felt good because now there's finally
someone in the room that he's fucked, although that doesn't say much because I've kind of been in bed with a lot of people.
You know, that's true. You're the only person on
the
podcast
so
that I've
slept
with.
So by the transitive property... You have now slept with Jake.
High five.
No.
Boom.
That's not how that works. Is that
okay,
how it works?
So I
that's what
now?
I heard in sex ed.
An hour and a half of my time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But she didn't say what you were going to be doing.
Hey, but don't.
Watch it. Hey.
Clam jamming. Clam jamming up in this bitch.
What did I do?
Huh?
What did I do?
I'm sure it'll be fine,
candy.
Right?
I don't know.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. Eat the fucking candy.
Okay, no, I'm not going to eat it.
Here's the secret. I like it when you're scared.
In the words of Yoda, you will be.
Oh!
Brilliant.
We dropped it in his drink.
Yeah, let's sweeten
science,
that sour
bitches.
Drink. Uh-huh. Let that simmer in there for a little bit. Turn it a little red. Okay. I think it was watermelon.
Then it'll be a really red tie.
Wow, look at that lime juice.
Oh, that's true. That's kind of a nice little red tie. Huh?
Okay. We,
It's getting dirtier and dirtier,
oh
folks.
God.
O-Face podcast after dark.
So can we go back to the bag?
Yes, back to the bag.
Am I clear?
Yeah. Okay, what?
So this Kindle that appeared to be a Kindle is actually a 6 contour brush palette.
Well, yeah, because with contouring, you can look like anybody you want.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, and we got a...
That's all my face shit in there.
There's, yep,
it's makeup.
Shit, makeup.
More face shit.
More, I won't need, yeah, I don't need...
Brushes.
Makeup
brushes.
Shenanigans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you haven't opened the flower bag yet.
It takes a lot of money to look this cheap, honey.
This isn't just your whore bag.
Eyelash.
This is like your overnight bag, too, right?
Beauty balm.
Or just getting ready to whore it up.
Well, yeah. No.
Oh, no brush.
I don't do that shit the next day. It's
hair
only
tie.
For getting laid.
This is your purse. This is not your play bag. This is your freaking purse.
This is the only time I wear makeup is to get laid.
Your fake eyelashes.
They're not fake. I paid a lot for them.
Careful.
They're totally real. They just didn't grow off of her.
Adhesive.
It grew on an ostrich or a...
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So,
Yeah. Get to the good stuff, for fuck's sake.
Bag. I'm trying to cruise through this. She's got a lot of crap here. And in here, oh. Okay, I think we're getting
Is this
good.
The bag?
Oh.
So this well, is a little flower bag.
I had a little adventure this week, so I had to pack a tiny little.
How would you describe this bag?
It's a flower bag. It's got a zipper
like
on the top.
Like to eat Chinese food?
You've got two pairs of chopsticks in here.
Is that for sensation play, or what's that for?
Well... I don't think we can get onto that on the O-Face podcast being beginner friendly.
Oh.
You know?
Oh yes, here we go. We got some bondage. It's a wrist strap.
Yeah,
restraining
nice. Leather wrist
cuff.
Strap and a
silk nylon scarf, black in color, see through,
sure
very sexy,
really
very
nice.
Sexy.
Here's the other cuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh.
That's a squeal.
It's a squeal. Oh.
The ladies love that.
So it's a toy.
So much that it's dead now, honey.
It's dead. I wanted to go.
I had a great week, darling. Now
that's okay.
That's not mine, but she's really hot, so go ahead.
Okay. So this is like a little wheel with a bunch of tongues on it that spin around.
It is fantastic.
Is it?
And it's called a squeal?
It's the squeal.
Nice.
This looks
how much
like
does
the
that cost?
Connecting strap to, no.
I had a question. How much did the squeal thing cost?
I think it was like $80, but I got it on discount from Love Honey, actually. And nice. I love it because it plugs into my Mac.
Nice.
It's a pretty little thing. It's a glass.
It's a glass dildo.
Dildo. Nubbed, pretty straight.
Clean.
Yep. There you go.
I love how you're sniffing stuff. That cracks me up. Every time you pull something out of the bag,
straps.
He smells it.
All right.
You can't have enough straps.
Well, you got to have, you know, wrists and ankles.
Okay, so pocket one down.
And then
we're going to be here a hot minute, kids.
First pocket.
Okay, various jewelry. And
more
like
getting
a lube
more ready.
And a random Jolly Rancher. And a hair rose. Okay. Next. Oh, here we go.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That's in there. Garter belt and stockings.
That's where that went.
Yeah.
I found it, you guys.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't try to figure out how it goes on, Captain Jack.
Oh, I think I can figure it out.
Okay.
They're easier coming off.
I'm a big fan.
And this is the big pouch,
okay,
yeah?
The big pouch. We're going in. And we pull out a...
Oh, there it is.
Lilo.
The Lilo.
Now, I can't vouch for the cleanliness of that one.
That's right.
It's the Lilo Smart Wand in large.
Like
it looks like
Hitachi.
An Hitachi.
It's like a wireless Hitachi. But
it is, and it fits all the attachments.
For easy access. Oh, yeah, it works.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
got this smart touch thing on it, so unless you hold on to it, it doesn't vibrate as strong. And when you let go, it stops. See? Magic.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
How does that compare to the Hitachi as far as vibration?
It's exactly the same when it's fully charged.
Okay.
It takes the charge out pretty quick.
It tapers off.
That's a high quality toy right there.
It really is, though.
I'll take my plug-in any day of the week. I don't want shit floating down on me.
No, I mean, I can usually get two or three, but after
Captain
that...
Jack, can you put that on the table?
Orgasms are hours.
Pull it out and put
fuck that shit. I need something that's going to go for a couple hours.
Right next to thighs. All right. Ooh, here we go.
Oh, yes. Poor clothes. You never know when you need them.
It's an extra little teddy. With it's all black and see-through chamois with pink ruffles on it.
A tiny hat because
tiny
you
hat.
Never fucking know.
Want a tiny hat? Another
it's a little
over the
bolero
shoulder and arm thing, but you know the right term, bolero.
Right, just pull it out and let
lady
me
words.
lady words.
This is a nice silky purple thing.
It's
robe.
A robe.
It's still trying to.
They have a word for
open it up.
Captain
okay,
Jack.
No. I feel like
the word
I'm in a Richard Scarry book.
Oh God.
And a appears to be a thong.
I
ooh,
found
that's
it.
A cute
thong,
one.
Thong, thong, thong. Hey.
You found it. See, underpants aren't really for keeping. They're just kind of
they're
for traveling.
Not.
No.
They just they wind up in different people's places.
Vinyl gloves.
Nice.
Non-latex for friendliness.
Yes,
nice.
More another horror clothes.
Article clothing.
Another bolero.
No.
No,
it's a mini dress.
Shirt.
It's a mini dress
mini
with
dress.
Bell sleeves and it's see-through and it glows in the dark.
Very
so
see-through.
It's a shirt.
More
stockings, yes, for yep.
I'm white finding fishnecks. So much stuff in this
right?
bag.
A empty plastic bag.
Ziploc.
You need a plastic bag.
It's,
well,
it's to
know.
Keep the stockings together.
Oh,
oh.
Toy.
Oh, there you go.
Smaller one.
It's nice. A Lilo also. That's Lilo. The GG.
The Lilo GG.
Mm-hmm.
And if I turn it on,
that's,
final,
is that more
it,
a
it will turn on.
Is that more of a G-spot?
Empty
hey, I've got a question. Is that a G-spot?
I'm sorry, you did not raise your hand.
You're not looking at me anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. Ms.
Jenga has
a
question.
Does the GG, is that more of a G-spot stimulator? It's
G-spot, prostate, whatever your bag is.
All right, so it's,
but it vibrates like, whoa, it's amazing.
About 5 inches tall, you think?
Blue. I was told this was about 7, but...
Oh, 7.
Is this the bag it goes in?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, you were playing with a carpenter.
Looks like some...
Ooh, my mascara. I fucking found that, too. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, oh, no,
we got to do this all the time.
Okay, I think your bag's empty.
Nice. You went through my little bitty bag.
You know,
excellent.
I'm
like your extensive wardrobe.
This is relatively tame.
I was told to bring that one and not the red one because I'm a good girl.
Next time is the red one.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So for the repeat visit, then advanced topics. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You've been discretion warned. Is advised.
Mm-hmm.
You've been warned.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a certain...
No. If there is was, there, I would have lost all that shit.
Is there an order to it?
These empty Ziplocs might have been full.
So that's your regular play bag that you
yeah,
take.
That's just, I'm going to the club.
Going to the club.
I went on an adventure this week, so the little flower bag is usually not always in there.
Okay.
But, you know, adventuring.
Do you want to talk about your adventure?
Oh, yeah, please.
I am seeing a lovely young lady. I do not know how much of her permission I have, but she is very... Oh, that looks cute on you, Captain Jack.
All right.
I'm all about it.
And a purple robe.
Nice. You look very comfy. You look very regal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, so you're seeing this hot chick.
She's super fine.
Is the girl you brought to the club that one time?
No, that's a different lady.
Like she said, this is her whore bag.
Yeah.
It's okay. Being a slut here is, you're in good company.
Yeah.
I love that. See, normally what I say is don't judge because I have more sex with beautiful ladies on accident than a lot of gentlemen have on purpose. And I love that I am finally in a room where I don't have to say that anymore because no judgment. Also,
exactly.
Getting kept up with.
Nice.
So the chopsticks go back in.
They were in the bag. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love good. The chopsticks. Ladies love the chopsticks. I'm just saying.
Thought they were like hair placement.
Well, they can start out there.
Yeah.
Sure. Is that okay?
Lovely bag, I must say. Nice.
Thank you.
So what are the chopsticks for? Sensation play?
You can stick them on either side of a girl's nipple.
Yeah.
And roll rubber bands from the outsides towards her nipple. And the closer you get, the tighter it squeezes.
Yeah. Oh, like a nipple
clamp.
Sort of, but less intimidating for people that don't want to use purpose-made implements.
Nice.
Aha.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's very averse to the idea of being kinky. And so nipple clamps are a no-go. But yes, please put something on my nipples that squeezes
averse
them.
Averse to being kinky.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with you.
Turns out. I'm a corruptrix. Give me a minute. Give me
corruptrix.
A minute.
Corruptrix. That's awesome. I'm going to steal that one.
That's yours. There you
go. All right.
You got to bring something when
first
you get invited places.
Yeah.
That's what my mama taught me. That's just polite manners.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah, that goes in the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
in
just
the
wanted
bag.
It out of there for the picture. There you go. Awesome.
I don't care about much, but yeah. You got to shove it in there before you stick it in.
Right.
Got to take care of your toys.
Lilo got to go in the bag.
Before you stick it.
Yeah. There you go.
What was the front?
It's all costume, honey. I lose it all the fucking time.
All right.
It falls off. It comes back to you.
So
if it was meant to be, I'll get it back.
Exactly, right? Yes. If you love something, set it
free. So is the upgrade to the chopsticks with the rubber bands, is that, you know, once they're cool with that, then you start using, like, clothespins and...
Yeah. You just got to work your way up
right.
to it. Yeah.
I didn't get
chopsticks. Are way less...
I just went straight to clothespins.
Yeah.
What?
It's true.
Wait a
really?
Minute.
Yeah.
She's very like, I'm not kinky. I'm not into all that weird stuff. I'm like, okay. She's like, but you can use your hairbrush. I'm like, all right.
To spank her.
Yeah.
Right. Talked about that.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Nice.
But a paddle? No.
Yeah. And I mean, so it's okay if I take that lovely black silk nylon thing and stuff it in her mouth. But if I whip out a ball gag,
right.
Then, oh, honey, no, that got weird.
Somebody actually thought about how this would fit in someone's mouth.
And we can't have
right,
that.
And then manufactured it.
Right.
And then sold it.
Right.
But if it's a silk scarf, you just came up with that just now.
Then we're just freaky and we're
right.
weird and we're interesting
Whoa, yeah.
and we have crazy sex.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, all right.
That's cool. Whatever the comfort zone is, you know?
Yeah, we're taking it slow. It's been a long process so far, and I'm happy with where it's going.
She may not ever get into like the implements like that either.
No, no, no. If she wasn't into it, there's a whole other bunch of stuff that I can do that she will be into. It's not like a mandatory must for all you lovely ladies listening to the O-Face podcast, but... I'm always on the prowl. Yeah. No, but she really enjoys it. She enjoys herself a lot and asks me for more. She just doesn't want to use purpose-made implements. She likes it a whole lot.
Cool.
She doesn't want to admit it.
That's okay. That's all good.
Yeah.
So cucumbers then, huh?
Cucumbers, like, whoa.
Of course. Well, why not?
Nice. So you've got some stuff that you've recently published, I heard.
I did.
So you're a smutty writer.
I write smut for a living.
Nice.
Yeah, I am the one-handed Kindle reading. I'm the person on the other end of that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic.
It's good.
What do you like to write about?
Well, lately I've been taking reader suggestions, and so far they've been selling really well, so I'm just going to stick with that for a while.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've been writing long enough that doesn't really...
Oh, yeah, no. This is probably like, gosh, so many hundreds of short stories by now.
Cool.
So
are you self-published, or how does that work?
I have a traditional publisher, and I self-publish. I've got, like, a whole bunch of pen names, depending on the kink that I'm writing in.
Yeah.
You know, because my ladies that like sweet romance aren't always the same ladies that like the rough male-on-male prison action.
Right.
So you got to split it up a little bit. So I do have a traditional publisher on one pen name, but the one I'm working on lately is self-published. Cool. Yes. So
I think we need an excerpt or, like, a sample, a reading.
We should do that sometime.
Why didn't we plan that? That would be nice.
Right? Repeat visits, like, whoa.
Well, there you go.
I have the big bag.
The big bag.
And a book.
And there will be scotch instead of this, right?
We can make that happen.
It's a deal.
I'm sure we could.
Sold.
Yeah, you and I are both whiskey drinkers.
Yes. Whiskey it's classy. It's like Hemingway, but with more cock in it.
Right. It just sends a message.
So,
come on over here and talk to me. I'm interesting, but I just might fuck you up.
Glass of scotch with a cock in it.
I like nine parts lust, one part fear. That's where I like it.
I must say, I'm really enjoying this view.
Right?
For a guest. Mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time looking at your eyes. I apologize.
It seems to be a habit.
Yes.
It's all right. I don't mind.
Very, very nice cleavage.
Cleavage.
Rack / I don't know, boobs. They're real, aren't they?
They are real. I grew them all by myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember feeling them.
How long ago did you guys play?
That was...
It's been a hot minute.
You were, I think, the second time.
That's right.
Girlfriend had a full swap.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I want to hear the story.
Well, we were flirting with you guys. It was one of your first nights, wasn't it?
There?
Or we got to know you slowly.
Yeah, we were talking, I think.
And then we had talked over several nights.
It had been a while.
It wasn't like it was last night. It has been 4 or 5 months ago. We just decided one night. It was a fairly slow night. I think it was a Wednesday.
Yeah, it was quiet.
It was quiet, but we weren't quiet.
I'm never quiet.
You were not quiet. It was awesome. And, you were ones that we always want to repeat with, but, you know, the paths never cross, so.
Yeah, you just got to look for the giant pile of ladies.
You'll be
pull,
right in the
pull,
center
pull
of
people off like you're a ref.
I don't want to be a ref breaking up an orgy.
Not for lack of wanting to, just for, you know,
I
want to
pile ladies on, not pull ladies off.
Yes.
Also that.
But I think it started off soft swap, and then I think we decided,
working. This is all right.
It's doing really well, actually, and decided to go full swap. And
it was an excellent time.
I've thought about it longingly ever since.
Me too.
Some good spank bank material.
Yeah. Sometimes there you are in the shower, and you're like, self.
Oh, sweetie. Stop it. You're making me hard.
Don't believe it. This is O-Face After Dark. We've already set that up.
Right?
No, we just have to give you lots of opportunity now that you can finally say you fucked somebody in the room. So I'm just giving you all the softballs to knock out of the park that you
Thank
need.
You.
It'll there be
you
all go. Right.
See, she's
I'm a giver.
So, where can somebody find your literature?
Well, they would have to come talk to me. Yeah. I like to preserve the mystique, you know. I do share lots of copies. If you know me, come holler at me. There's at least one reader at the table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Was I not supposed to out myself there?
You can. It's all right.
All right.
It's your outing to do. It wasn't my outing to do.
I'm a reader.
That you read or smut?
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
I know.
Why is that outing you?
I don't know. She said there was at least one reader.
So you're kinky. We all know that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I never got into reading smut. I don't know why. Like, I periodically, like, I'd find a random, like, penthouse or something, and it's a whole lot easier.
A lot of it's really terrible.
Yeah, and that was
That is true.
And, like, when I was a teenager and stuff, I just didn't have access to that because the internets weren't really invented yet.
You literally had to find porn in the woods in a locker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or by a river or stream.
Or
everyone's
or
everyone from our in our age group, pretty yep. much everyone's I found porn in the woods story is about the same.
Yeah.
It all starts in the woods. What the fuck were we doing in the woods all the fucking time? Well, looking for porn.
No, that's where we stash like, the booze. That's like,
well, yeah.
It's like the kid bank out there.
Yeah.
It's like that's
the kid bank.
It is. It's like you've got a safety deposit box under right. this tree, and yeah. that's where you keep your porn and your booze and your weed. You
yeah.
know?
For some reason, cardboard boxes full of porn
yeah.
seem to be able to survive the elements
right.
for years.
Right. Mm-hmm. But put... You know,
just like, oh, and then these kids found it. And it's like, oh, my God, this is how I learned about sex.
For me, it was my really good buddy's basement whose dad had stacks and stacks and stacks of Playboys.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Just, so you had 11.
And he was never, you know, don't touch those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never around, right. but yeah, don't.
You just, had a magic gone. Lamp. You just rub the doorknob and then
open it. Captain Jack, you gotta see this. Check this out.
Open Sesame.
He also had a bunch of VHS porn. And I remember I was like 12 when the first time I saw the first porn.
Right.
And I was like, what am I watching here? This is crazy. Of course, nowadays, kids have access to it online.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had the internet, but it used to be really slow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bing, you've got mail.
Yeah. Oh.
Like LimeWire porn, and it's like all labeled wrong, and you don't know what it really is terrible. Until you open it.
Oh, all right, I can watch that. That took a long time to download.
Yeah, it's so not Mary-Kate and Ashley. Yeah.
So there was also this stigma about like reading romance novels, too. So I traveled in a pretty like cerebral group, so...
It was like trashy literature.
Yeah, yeah. And like I tried to read one because somebody was like, oh my God, they're so good, and... Like the Sweet Valley High girl bullshit, and it was like
I don't know if that was if that was romance novel.
It was teenage romance shit that was like, you know,
The
precursor, and I never could get into that crap.
Well, there's this huge revolution that's going on in written erotica right now because A, you've removed the embarrassment of point of sale. Nobody sees you buying it. Nobody sees the cover
online.
Of it because
right.
it's on your Kindle.
Yeah.
Right. It's hidden, so you don't have to walk up to the checkout guy. So there's this whole audience of women particularly, but not only, that has always been just too afraid to go buy their own porn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now they can buy their porn and nobody knows that they've bought this porn and they can explore any fucking thing they want to. And mine's blown, opening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's right on their Kindle.
Right exactly. It's right there. Knows. They're sitting on the bus.
Don't have
Nobody
a book
knows.
Open that has that cover.
They just want to sit over the wheel well for no reason.
Sitting at home on the washing machine.
Uh-huh.
I did 10 loads today, honey. Aren't you proud of me?
So do you talk about sex toys in there so they don't have to sit on the washer? Like
I
brand
do.
Names and stuff?
I try to.
So you got a little education piece going on there.
Right. That's the thing. I'm equally averse to 50 Shades of Bullshit. For a lot of reasons. Later I'll get into my Helpful Woodsman soapbox.
Oh, please do. That's a good one.
So the problem I have is not with the content of the book, because, hey, sometimes you want to read some rapey, abuse, non-consensual porn. Hey, I don't judge. There's sure. no judgment. That's right. okay. But don't label it as a BDSM romance.
Right.
Sometimes you want to watch some trash and you're like, I'm going to go watch fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly right. Right?
You're yeah. like, I'm going to, it's going to be trash. It's going to be drivel. It's going to get my heart pumping. I'm going to come out like, yeah, and jumping and scaring and woo. You don't go watch a movie labeled The Helpful Woodsman right. about a guy that just wants to lend people his
Would you
chainsaw?
Like to borrow my chainsaw?
Label that knife. Shit appropriately.
That is really a very well right? done analogy.
Thank you. Yes. I loved that one. I yeah. loved that one. I had to. I tell everybody that one. Yeah. So yeah. Now when I write porn, especially porn that gets into what you guys would call advanced topics, there's this delicious little paragraph at the beginning where they negotiate sexily for consent and nice. Negotiation. Nice. And it shows people, hey, you can do this in a sexy way mm-hmm. because you can.
So throw some stuff out to the listeners here, because that's something that I know a lot of people have questions about. How do you negotiate boundaries in a sexy way?
Oh my
what
God.
What do some of your characters do?
Well, people are like, it's so clinical. And usually it's people that don't want to set boundaries and communicate in the first place, like we were talking about earlier. So I have to ask to touch your left boob and then ask to touch your right boob.
That's been like the huge argument against that California law.
It breaks the mood. Yes, it ruins yes. things.
It's like, well, if I have to say, can I touch your finger? That's bullshit, man. Because I was like, it's all bullshit.
You're egotistical and full of swagger, but I think no means no is kind of a pathetic baseline, because I think I've got so much. I want her being like, yes, yes, yes. Mm. You know, I don't settle for less.
But we grew up in different generations. And when I was
it's very necessary.
No did not mean no.
Yeah it's very true. Necessary.
I appreciate what you're saying, but you're also, you have some serious foo when it comes to boundaries. And there are still teenage girls in the Midwest getting raped because they said no and nobody listened.
That's really true.
Because we are in a bubble of boundaries and consent in this mm-hmm. passive aggressive area of the
We are in
planet.
A bit of an echo chamber up here.
We are. We Just, are okay. in a lot of ways. So I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater yet, because I think on the left coast here we're pretty protected.
That's
in,
true.
Yeah. In that type of thing. And you go anywhere, you know, east yeah. of the Rockies, it's still fucking Wild West out there.
It's true. I'm Midwestern, I getcha.
Yeah.
No means no definitely has a place. Mm-hmm. But negotiating for boundaries and consent and the things you want to do doesn't have to be like, I would like to take you upstairs. I'm hoping that we can full swap with some intercourse and maybe I can finger you. And no, it's like, hey.
Can I touch your clit?
Yes, please. Wait.
What? Do you have Yours things to tell us?
Grown. I wasn't tracking.
Whoa.
We all start out as female.
I know.
It's science.
Please drop the knowledge bomb for the listeners that did not get the joke.
I was going to say, I got that joke.
I got the joke.
Yeah. But
I just said, much Freckles' dick was an enlarged clitoris. It's funny because we all start out as female in utero. Okay.
It's so
did
true.
Did I fucking kill the mood? No. Did I negotiate the joke properly?
The jokes
well,
are
see,
so
I just, I think about the listener a lot more. Like last week when we were having this conversation and there were some hand gestures being made, and I was like, I know how that looks to everybody at the table, and I just want to set the record straight. I do not do the gestures that he's talking about.
Yes, no. That's not what. Oh, damn.
But no, so when you're negotiating sexy, you don't have to be like, so, condoms, and then maybe if it's okay, we can. No, it's like, hey, I want to take you upstairs, and I would so love to just put a condom on you with my mouth, and then you can rail me, and maybe I can eat out your wife. What do you think? Do you guys think that sounds hot? I mean, it turns sure. it into like a dialogue.
Dirty talk.
And then people can go back and forth, and then it's foreplay, and you're getting hot all the way up the stairs.
Right.
By the time you get to the bedroom, you know whether or not they're STI tested, what they're you know, protection standards are, sure. what your protection standards are, a loose outline of what you're going to go after,
mm-hmm.
you know, and okay, things
next
change.
Time at the club, can you tell me that exact phrase?
I'm going to try to remember it.
Yes.
You got to get yeah. a lady uh-huh. for her to eat out.
Oh, I'll find one.
You promise?
I'll find one.
Nice. Teamwork.
Yeah. For
I
that
love
one,
that.
I will.
Mm-hmm. Teamwork for the win.
Woo-hoo. Yes, please.
Yes. See?
You're an awesome wingman there, Mr.
Right?
Jack.
I'm loving this.
Are we going to talk about that?
I think we need to.
Yeah.
He is a great wingman.
Last Sunday, there is a particular couple at the club. They're fairly new.
Oh, yeah, because it was weekend.
I've played with them previously. We've talked about them. And me and you decide to, well, he expressed an interest in you like several nights prior to.
Right, right.
And you were busy. You are always busy. It's so hard to nail you down, literally.
Yeah. That's what she said.
And I told him, she is, just take your time with her because it's going to, she needs to plan that shit out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there happened to be one night where you were free.
I was like a little unicorn at club. It was kind of fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, my regular squeeze wasn't
there. Your horn
there,
came out of your head. Boom, rainbows.
My husband was with Miss Rabbit here. Yeah, so.
And we organized. I asked him, hey.
Well, so what happened was like we were at the dinner table and I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind hitting that. And you're like, really? Seriously? Yeah. So I'm pretty much single
here
tonight.
Wait, this plan could come together. Wait a minute. What?
Right. Yeah. And then and I said, you know, let's maybe talk about taking them upstairs, see if they're interested. And then we both looked at each other. But we're not going to play. Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, no. Not that it would.
Okay, so wait.
No, not
okay,
that so it's.
When she was telling me this story, she said that, and you're like, I'm like, but.
Why not? Why that not? Sounds like a better story.
It's not like. No. I mean, we've done some very, very light playing.
Oh, yeah.
But we haven't done the big kahuna yet.
Right, right.
And not like we won't. I'm sure it's going to happen. It's a matter of time.
Right.
But
it's got to happen on the podcast.
It seemed right on the table.
There are certain things that have to happen.
I think this has already been negotiated.
Lined up. We got to line up a couple of things before that happens. One, we have to be out in the open. We have to be in a crowd. Two, we need a recorder.
Oh, that's right.
We agreed.
I volunteer as tribute.
I think she's the tribute.
Stenographer? Or?
No. The recorder.
Oh, okay.
I'll walk around with the mic, inserting it near the noisiest bits.
Mm, perfect.
Nice.
Sounds good.
Heck, we might even just do it. We'll do it on one of our podcasts.
My God.
That sounds
awesome.
That
was my vote.
Hey, you know what? This equipment is fairly portable. We could set it up. At the other end of the house.
Oh, my God.
Can we get some microphones hanging from the ceiling?
Well, maybe. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Cam Jack.
I've got all those little strap points on my Liberators.
You've got a boom. You've got a boom.
I've got a bunch of booms. I've got a bunch of booms, and I got all those little hook points on my Liberators to just tuck these suckers in.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I've got a fucking boom for you. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
So, yeah, this sounds super romantic and hot.
Yeah. I've never done anything like it, have you?
So, no. So, God damn
therefore
it.
Hot.
Therefore
exactly.
Hot.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
Right.
If A, then B. Never done it before, panties. Therefore hot.
Fuck. If I were wearing any.
So did you agree on my names for those two?
We didn't have a discussion.
I forget what I called them. Yes, they were good, but I forgot what the names were.
The Rooster and the Wren.
Rooster and Wren, yeah.
Rooster and Wren.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So he's has some characteristics of a rooster,
mm-hmm.
and fun and spicy and
nice
cock.
She's
sweet. And a nice cock.
Kind of girl next door quality to her.
Yeah, yeah. Very delicate and elegant. Yeah, so that's why the Rooster and the Wren. So
I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
But we did soft swap with them, and it was a blast.
Yeah, so the way that we actually negotiated that, because Freckles wasn't actually at club, I actually went and texted him and said, hey, Captain Jack and I are thinking about hooking up with this other couple, but we're not going to play together. Are you okay with that?
Like, fine.
Because it's, you know.
Hey, I could bring that up.
He's my primary, and no. We don't need to bring it up.
As soon as you got the notification, you ran to me. All right, I got clearance. You're so super excited. I get to play.
I was super excited to get a text because I never get texts from there because it's a cell phone black hole.
It is. I had to go find space on the property.
Yeah.
Twice to get to send the text
and then
to get the response. I had to walk out by the gardens and shit, looking for
some
reception.
Little kid and some little dude in a stocking cap and glasses walked by and went, "Choppers." Sorry, that's probably never mind.
Yeah. So,
all right, so
we actually
then
had
what happened?
So we started audience.
We started out in the hot tub.
Yeah,
and you know, they were kind of fondling and touching each other and flirting, and we were
doing
the same
plane.
And Yeah, and that's where we negotiated the boundaries, just asking them where they were at.
Perfect
and
place.
That was actually a great way to do it too, because we were just asking them about past club experiences. So because they're relatively new, that was a great way to find out what they like, what they were into, you know, and talk about the safe sex practices and stuff like that. So it was a really easy conversation. I felt mm-hmm. that it flowed pretty well. Mm-hmm. So
they were super excited to go to this. They were like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're chomping at the bit, I could tell.
So we wound up going upstairs to the red room mm-hmm. and found a big bunk.
Upper bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
It was open. Sizable one. We had some followers.
We did. We had a little peanut gallery.
Like a viewing audience.
Aww. Stretching my boundaries because they were just voyeuring.
Yes, I loved it.
And they asked if it was okay. And I was like, all right. There's three of them. All right. One of them was Mr. Big. And Kinkerbella. Kinkerbell. Yeah.
Did it help that it was people that you knew, that it wasn't just randoms?
Sort of.
Okay.
It was still...
Well, there was Kinker Bella's friend. That was,
yes. Yeah.
That she was new.
Yep.
But yeah, that was even hotter. And so Ren, one thing she did when she was giving me a blowjob, I felt like I was about to come. And
whoa.
I did.
Yeah.
And this has never happened to me before. I shot once, and then it stopped.
Yep.
I don't know what she was doing. I don't know what happened. And it's
Did
not
she
like...
Did she have her finger by your taint?
No.
Just checking.
Okay.
Off button.
Well, it can. Yeah.
And well, I don't know how that happened. I've never even heard of that happening. But I was not like I was dumb or I was spent or whatever. And after you come, you're like, okay, I need to rally.
No.
I was like ready to go some more.
I told you, you do your fucking Kegels.
Kegels,
yes.
I don't know I'm doing Kegels.
I told you how. You do your man Kegels.
But it's happened without me doing it.
I'm doing them right now.
Right, exactly.
Because you can't hear the word
without
it.
God damn it.
See?
There you go. See? Because you can control your ejaculate that way. You can actually have a dry orgasm. So you can have like four or five fucking orgasms in a night.
Right.
And just keep going. Like the Energizer Bunny. Anyway, so I gave him a high five.
Nice.
Yes. It was fun. We were silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. It's cool.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun with him.
Yes.
And then
I got to kind of play with you a little
and
bit.
And then?
Yeah. So we swapped orally and it was super hot too. When you were holding Ren and I was eating her out, that was fun.
Yeah, she was leaning back against me.
Yeah, you had a really good view of that, didn't you?
Oh, it was an awesome view. And your mouth was
completely
just buried
selfless.
Right into that wet little pussy. had her boobs in my hands. And she was loving it. She came twice that night. She was, oh my God.
Did she not use it?
She's amazed. The previous times I played with them, I now know that she didn't come.
Oh.
Because now that happened. Like, oh, that's how that's what you look like and sound like when you come.
Right. Got it.
You found out about her O face?
I found out her O face. I made her O face first when I went down on her. And then Jenga did it herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's teamwork.
And she was so pleased to come twice.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then she took a turn on me, and that was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a relatively new experience for her, I understand.
Yes.
So that was a good time.
And, you know, the couple, we went out to breakfast with them afterwards. It was kind of cool.
Oh, good.
There was like, well.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you were there.
Wait.
Oh, good.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Are you trying to dodge something here? It was
no,
late.
But the peanut gallery went too.
Yeah. It's like everybody.
Well, you had to hear the feedback from the judges.
Right.
Right, exactly.
We were kind of
from the Russian judges.
We were kind of hoping to get the peanut gallery on the podcast today, but
man,
that didn't really.
She's got a good play-by-play. It's pretty hilarious. Yeah. She actually retold the story to us, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
wow.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, she did to me anyway. I don't know.
Oh.
Whatever. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll take
next
it out
time
her
she
next
comes
time.
On, y'all just have to hear that story twice.
Yes. Yeah, so we were at, and you know, have a remarkable, mature attitude for the lifestyle. As little as they have done,
yeah,
they are so far in advance in their journey and the maturity for being in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Just in how we've talked to them.
And that was interesting because I've met other people that seem that way, but they talk the talk but don't walk the walk. Mm-hmm. And those two seem like they're walking the walk.
Totally.
Because they even talked to us about a couple situations where they intentionally avoided drama because they got their spidey sense tingling.
Oh,
and they
well
just
done.
walked away. Yeah, and that's a lot of what the hot tub talk is. Green flags all over, yeah.
When I was doing the lifestyle, I did not do that.
Yeah, and see, I'm super careful about that just because of my job. It's like I can't have drama happen at work because that can really ruin a night for me and just put me in a tailspin and I can't focus on my work. So I have to make sure that there's not extraneous drama that enters into my world and make sure that people are respectful of my boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so I don't necessarily jump at every opportunity that comes my way because I got to get to know people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was really cool to have that time to be able to do that because it was a slow night. So
that was really cool. See, when I was new in the lifestyle, at least at the club, I have made the mistake a couple times where, you know, you're interested in somebody and you might get a download about that person. You better stay away from that one. Or you see red flags anyways. Then all of a sudden, oh, my dick's hard. I forgot all of that.
Right?
Yes. And it takes...
Or one of them comes over and actually talks right to your dick.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, bam.
Boom. Done.
Okay.
I forgot everything. All the red flags are not there anymore. It's all green. Yeah. You make a couple of those mistakes.
Go, cock, go.
You trip over your cock a couple times, and then you're like, okay, that can't happen anymore.
Yeah, well, and then dynamics can change, too. I think we've all had some of that happen where dynamics
change. It started out really awesome, and then all of a sudden the crazy just sneaks up out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, whoa.
But and it's standing there with the chainsaw it wants you to borrow.
Right?
I have a gift for you.
I have something for you.
But people can change and evolve, and it isn't necessarily for the better. And that's the other thing
that
I've seen too.
That's true too.
Sometimes people change over time, or they have a relationship that affects them negatively, and then that changes their dynamic. And so it's hard when that happens because
But you also
grow to love people for who they are.
In general, that the reason that kind of thing happens is that the communication piece has gone by the wayside. That something happens and they didn't talk about it and didn't try to suss it out and figure out what it was that
maybe it was a one-off. Let's ignore it and try to
do the exact same thing again and see what happens. Let's just try it with somebody else. Or it was this one time with that one person. Let's try that one person again and maybe it'll work this time.
And if it doesn't, it's clearly that person's fault.
Right.
Obviously.
Bang our heads up against that wall again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so I got really good vibes off of them. So that was a lot of fun. And I felt
they were there last night, which is awesome.
Nice. Yes. Yeah.
They came in late.
So, you know, that's the cool thing, because even when it's a smaller party and there's not a whole lot of people there, you can still really connect almost more deeply with people. Because that way you have a little bit more time to talk to them and get to know them and stuff. So
it's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's huge. That's great. Sometimes you just got to meet eyes at somebody from across the dance floor, and you're like, hey.
Get your one-night stand on.
Right? And at the smaller parties, it's a whole different vibe, but it's not a bad vibe. It's just a different vibe. Mm-hmm. You get to know people better. It's a different kind of hookup.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool.
I don't like one-night stands. I don't mind hooking up with somebody randomly for the moment, but I want to repeat. I usually want to repeat, I should say.
It always gets better. Because then you learn about what gets them off, and they learn what gets you off. Exactly. And
So this week,
I don't know. Sometimes I like the never talk to you again.
One and done.
There's a certain liberation in knowing you will never talk to this person ever again.
And the other piece of it is like, if I want to have more than one experience with you, then I'm going to get to know you before I have that experience. And if I don't give a shit, then it's just going to be a one night stand, because I don't want that one night stand ruined. Yeah, there was a friend of mine that like was totally in love with this dude in a band, and I knew some of the band members, and I'm like, don't talk to him, just have the fantasy. Don't talk to him, just have the fantasy. She wound up going out on a date with him, and she called me.
And like, what happened?
She goes, oh my God, he is the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She said, I couldn't even kiss him. I'm like, I told you, just fuck him and leave him. Just one night stand. If you want to do that, just hit it and quit it, girl. Hit it and quit it. She didn't.
Yeah.
Ruined it.
Sometimes it's just like, oh, honey, please hush. You're ruining this.
You didn't hit and quit this one.
Nope.
Sometimes things change and you think you're going to just have this little one night thing, and then bam. Surprise.
Well, that's how he got the name Husbang. One night stand gone horribly awry.
Yeah. That's That's right.
You didn't say what planet night. It's like a Pluto night. Or
right,
something.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. You're fine. You're fine. Mm-hmm.
It's been good. It's been good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this week, Friday and Saturday, I was at a different club on Friday. Because there's no, I know.
Dun, dun,
there's no,
dun.
Well, there was no, nothing going on at the main club at Horizons Friday. So I'm like, hey, I called up a female friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to go try this one out? And it was another one in town here in Redmond. And just a smaller version of basically what we have there.
Oh, cool.
Except with a pool. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. And met a lovely lady that lives down south, South Seattle.
Nice.
And she's going to make it up to one of the final parties.
Cool.
So we had a great night, traded numbers, we're going to get together again, mm-hmm. which was awesome. And then last night, met some people that I've previously seen there. It was actually, they don't like to be called a triad. They are, but it's a couple that have a girlfriend.
They're a throuple.
They're a throuple.
It's like couple, but nice. More.
Are they That's super right. hot?
Oh God! The two girls are smoking.
I investigated that for you. I did the legwork on that.
I knew. I know which one you're talking about. Oh yeah.
And
that's some serious eye candy.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Ended up with just the wife.
Oh, was that the couple that was up on the frog chair when we were?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Right?
So hot. That's like model hot.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did a lot of flirting with them, both of them, during the night, and then went upstairs. It was the four of us, and it's just naturally the girlfriend started kind of fooling around with the husband, and I fooling around with the wife. She was more interested in me mm-hmm. than the girlfriend was, and so a natural split there. And next thing I knew, the husband and girlfriend are gone. And I'm like, is this okay? Is this cool? Oh, yeah, they're fine. Whatever. So they obviously play separately.
Mm-hmm.
Something I probably should have vetted before I went up and decided to play with them. But she was a blast. She was a lot of fun. We're going to get together and go hang out on their RV and camp. And
fun.
They have nice. Play parties in their RVs.
Cool.
Yeah. So another one that's a one-night stand that will hopefully become a two-night stand.
Cool.
At a minimum.
Nice. Well done.
I want to increase my little black book.
Right on.
Make it a fat black book.
Fatty. Yeah. How about you? Any adventures?
Yeah. Yes, I did have several adventures.
Did you really?
Yes. Right?
Was it with somebody in the room?
Hmm. Yes. Hmm. Yes.
He's turning red.
It's adorbs.
It's hot in here.
Okay. There's candles lit for romance.
My collar's all tight. I don't know what's happening.
No comment.
Oh my God.
That's the 20-year look. Like, God damn it, he's doing that again. Oh God, I guess you know what? We could probably talk about this afternoon.
What? Okay, you start. Oh, I got you again.
Oh God. Every single time.
Almost every time.
Yeah, so we were over at Ms. Rabbit's house. Uh-huh. We'd been out for the day doing some shopping and some
forcible Krispy Kreme chauffeuring.
The Krispy Kreme run. I did it less 12 parsec.
You can tell he's done getting laid for the day.
Right.
Wow.
Throwing out the Star Wars references?
I did. That was terrible. That was a terrible thing to do. So anyway.
They fly around frequently. That's why it's.
Yes. Yeah. So
from both ends.
Yeah, so we were in the bedroom and just talking, and I leaned in to Miss Rabbit and I said, I really want to pick you up, take you out to the counter out there, maybe a table, lay you down, spread your legs. And start eating your pussy.
Nice.
And I said, yes, please.
And because of the housing of
situation.
The situation, we couldn't leave the room.
So
basically, we just had to kind of stay there on the bed and
talk through it.
Talk through that. Talk through the orgasm and the other orgasm.
Nice.
And then.
And the other orgasms.
A couple more.
And at one point, I stopped touching her and said, okay, so I'm going to give you a minute to rest.
And this gentleman.
And then?
This gentleman. No, no, no.
Oh, go. Okay, if you'd like to talk.
This gentleman, when he says, I'm going to give you a minute to rest, he doesn't mean, oh, take a break, it'll be okay. He means, I'm going to hold my hand about 4 inches above you, and I'm going to count down from 60. Because you know how we do. So I just had to interject that.
Now, I will say, I did say in that one, I actually didn't count that time. The time before, I'm going to give you, what did I give you, like 30 seconds?
30 seconds. I think
30 seconds, like 29. 28. How's that working now? Is that good?
What a dick.
I'm sorry. Anyway, so yeah, so I said 30 seconds, or I said a minute, and the next time I touch you, you're going to come. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay. And I said, yeah, that's right.
Who am I to whispering? Argue?
No one's going to argue here. Everybody's having a good time.
Everybody's
I don't
all
see
right
anybody
with
not
this.
Smiling.
Right,
so here
right.
we go. And yeah, so I waited for that full minute. And then
boom.
Touched her.
Surprise.
And holy shit, it worked. Fucking awesome.
My sheets will never be the same.
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So wrecked nice. That bed.
At least.
Good deal. Good deal.
We'd been seeing each other for what, like a month, 2 months? I was like, I'm going to have to buy extra sheets. I can't run my washing machine this time anytime a week anymore.
You had to change your sheets twice in one day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah. There was a time, what was it, maybe a couple weeks ago that he had come over and it had just gotten so bad because I had washed my sheets, put on fresh sheets, he'd come over, and then my sheets needed to be washed again. They were still damp. My lady friend came over. I'm like, look, you're just going to have to bring in a pillow from the couch in the living room. Get a blanket. We're getting on the floor.
Nice.
And then he came over the next day. He's like, I'm not even going to ask why there's a can of Monster and a couch cushion and a blanket in your bedroom floor. I could just see it rolling through his eyes, and he's like, nope,
oh, yeah, no,
not going there.
No, it had something to do with the, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Practice.
Practice. We practice a lot. We do.
We do
practice a lot.
Diligently.
Yeah.
For science.
We got to get it right.
And do you glean some of your storylines from the play times?
Oh, my God, right? This is so easy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because we are interesting people and we like to do interesting things.
Yeah, write about what you know, huh?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we just have to keep trying something new over and over again, then for science and for work, I mean, really, for work.
For science.
See, and I love that term.
I'm a consummate professional.
Right. One of my play partners keeps all of his sex toys in an old box from a science class from mm-hmm. the 60s that says science kit on it. And then he's got all of his implements.
He has the prettiest box.
He does. Yeah. It complements my pretty box.
Mm. Boom.
That was there you go.
Thanks. Setting them up.
I can be
knocking them out.
I'm not straight at all, but I can play the straight guy all right.
Cool. Thanks so much for coming on. Did you have some other questions? Where were you going?
No, I was going to ask you. I mean, what? We all talked. I guess you talked about your current events, but is there anything else that you had going on this last week or so that?
Yeah.
From a particular person that we know about that you can talk about.
That you're, yeah.
That you have clearance for?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Oh!
It was just one of my lovers. That's all I'm going to say. But I tried a new blowjob position. So...
Oh!
Yeah, yeah. So this was interesting. And it was, like, yeah. So he was laying...
Do we need to reenact this?
Maybe so. Maybe so. So he was laying.
I'll clear the table.
Flat.
Right? The glasses are empty.
Do you want to get on the floor? Get on the floor, man.
Okay.
Let's do this. Oh.
All right. So they're clearing the way. They're going to get on the floor.
Okay. Be careful. The length of the cord
I'm
here.
I'm going to put the mic down.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I'll be color commentary.
Right? Yeah. Just lay on the floor.
You get on the floor. He's on the floor in my pretty purple robe.
Put a blanket under your head so you don't get. No, put it under your head so it doesn't hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
So then I got in between his legs. He was laying flat on the bed.
Uh-huh.
And then you basically take the top of your head and put it on, like, in between their, like, on their pelvic bone. Like, in between their belly and their wiener.
Surprisingly sexy. Ah. Yes. And
and then they just fuck your mouth.
Ah. I love that. That is
right. And yeah. So then what happens is like the head of this cock is
so
in the
much
back
less
of your
neck
throat.
Strain.
Yeah, no neck strain, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So when she's tired,
yep.
I take over.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then just hold her hair.
For romance.
For romance.
For romance.
Selflessly for romance. And givingly.
For science.
Yeah. So because it also like rubs up against the soft palate in the back of your throat.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, it kind of feels good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That gave me a semi.
Good. I'm glad.
That's twice in
That's
one episode.
One episode.
Right.
Not a record, by the way. Not a record.
So maybe when we play, I'll have to try it on you.
Mm.
If you ever play. Mm-hmm. If you ever get the guts up to be recorded.
It's already been one.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what did you just say, my
damn.
Brother?
I have laid it down.
Gauntlet.
Get up
Theroen.
The
uh-huh.
Well, you can't fault him for keeping to trying different tactics until something sticks.
It'll happen. Oh, yes, it will.
That's inventiveness and perseverance. 7 from the Ukrainian judge.
All right. If you want to contact us, you can email us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. Our guest today has been Miss Jessica Rabbit.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your toys and your candy and your
snark.
Let
me look at you.
And your boobies.
Well, yeah. I appreciate all the sharing you do with me, too.
Your titillating
titties. I think I see
titties.
Some areoli, actually.
You're welcome.
No, see, this is my wear to club bra because it is the maximum amount of tits I can show without actually showing nipples.
Well played.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on the Twitters at The O-Face Podcast and find all of our episodes and junk at TheOFacePodcast.com.
Wait, our junk? We got to put our junk on there?
I wasn't told this was part of
the
plan.
We already put your junk on there.
I need to wax.
You didn't know that?
I need a shower.
Oh my God, really?
I think that's another podcast in the can.
That looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Hey everyone, it's Kinkerbell. I'm recording by myself today. It's a lonely place to be. I didn't have a chance to catch up with Freckles, Jenga, and Cap'n Jack. So here I am, all by myself in an undisclosed location. It may or may not be a bat cave. And I wanted to chime in because I always have 2 cents to add. So here it is. We had a 3-day party not too long ago. And on the 3rd night of the party, it was kind of a quiet night. Not everybody tripping all over each other, and it set the mood to so that people could actually talk and hear each other and share some laughs, as we always do. Miss Jenga was in a very happy mood, and she seemed relaxed. She's usually so busy running around, and she does so much work for us and making sure everybody else has a good time that I think she often forgets herself. So it was kind of cool to see her in that mode. And Cap'n Jack, he had his eyes set on a dark-haired lovely lady. And her husband had mentioned to Cap'n Jack a little while ago that he thought that Miss Jenga was the bomb. And why wouldn't he? Because Miss Jenga is hot shit. She's always done up to the nines, and her personality shines through, and any guy that doesn't think that she is the shit, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, on to the story. I was given a task, a project by Cap'n Jack. I think he was feeling a little jealous because of the stories I got to tell about Mr. Big's adventures in the satellite. And I think Cap'n Jack wanted a little bit of Kinkerbell to hold his hands and maybe his butt to support him, too. He didn't need that, though, because he had Miss Jenga in his corner. But the cool thing about this night, it wasn't Miss Jenga being the pimp or the wing woman. It was Cap'n Jack doing all. He did all the legwork, got this foursome together, got them to have a little conversation outside. The outside conversation led to the secret code at the club anyways, what I think is a secret code. I could be wrong, but when someone said, "So do you want to go up to the hot tub?" means, let's get our fuck on, guys. But before we get our fuck on, let's talk about our boundaries and what we're willing to negotiate on and what kind of style of play that we're into. Usually sets the tone and the mood a little more when everybody's naked. We come to the table and just share what we're into. So off they go up into the hot tub. I'm twiddling my thumbs because I'm literally a fifth wheel here. I leg back a little bit and go into a different hot tub and let them get acclimated and relaxed and ready to play. And I ran into another unicorn and, you know, she's like, "Oh, what are you up to tonight?" I'm like, "I'm going to go and be a voyeur. I'm going to get my perv on." Sounded like a good idea to her, so she wanted to join me. I'm like, cool. I got some company. And as we're on our way up, then we run into Mr. Big. Mr. Big asks what we're up to, and we said we're going to go get our perv on, and he wants to join. But he needs us to take him upstairs. So he doesn't have a lot of time. I think he just quickly, a little short of ripping off his shirt, but it really didn't take him any time at all to manage those buttons undone. Took his shirt off, practically sprinted up the stairs, and we went off to find our marks. We found them. They were hiding up on a top bunk, which means we had to hide up on a top bunk. And I have enough problems trying to get up to one of those. So I had to, you know, we let Mr. Big get up there first. It took a little bit of wrestling and gymnastics to get up there. We all got up there. Three of us crammed on a double bed. Pretty interesting. No one was complaining, though. He had boobies in his face, or breasts, as he likes to call them. But he was fully dressed. I think all I had was a towel on, and I think the other unicorn just had a towel on, too. So we were disrobed, and he cheated. He wore shorts and socks and shoes. Yes, shoes on the bed, which is a big no-no. And Miss Jenga caught that no-no. So while she had a penis in her mouth, she called him out, which made everybody laugh because, I don't know, whenever we give Mr. Big crap, we laugh. It's kind of funny. And he takes it so well and dishes it back too. So don't think for a moment we abuse him. We don't. We also have to get what he deals out. And sometimes it's obnoxious. And sometimes it's noxious. I'll leave that one there. Anyway, so Miss Jenga takes the penis out of her mouth, calls Mr. Big out on his bullcrap for cheating and having his shoes on the bed, and threatened to go tell Mom because that's, you know, he's going to, that's bigger than a costumable offense. Who knows what she could have up her sleeve for this one. Anyway, I offered, being, you know, the rule-following gal I am, to take his shoes off for him. And as I'm leaning down and unlacing his shoes, he points out that there could be a very good reason why his feet are still covered, which gave me just visions of stinky, Parmesan-smelling feet, and I didn't think that was too sexy, so I just let him be. Let them continue on their thing, and let me get back to what I do best, perving. So a couple minutes later, as they're all getting their freak on, somehow Mr. Big's shoes ended up off, and he lifted his leg straight up, like no bend in the knee, just straight up, and he's wrestling with his toes and trying to jam his toes into his nose to see if his feet stunk. I'm sitting too close to this guy, so if he's going to smell something, I'm going to smell something, so I lost it, and I don't know what came out of my mouth. Something about if this stinks, I'm going to push you down the bed or push you off the bed. And that was going to be a good 5-foot fall for him. So that caused a, you know, couple giggles by a few people. But the four, they're professionals, man. They did not let it break their stride. They just, you know, kept their eyes on the prize. Well, Captain Jack had his eyes on the prize because this girl was performing some amazing fellatio. She's got skills. I give her a gold star, and she's got to teach me some of her tricks, because he was a happy, happy guy. But the coolest thing was is that when Cap'n Jack, whenever he looked at Miss Jenga, his excitement level increased tenfold to the point where he was almost going to lose the load, you know what I mean? So he had to, like, stop looking there and then look at, you know, what his partner was doing to him and going back and forth, and I think it was a total mind fuck for him. So it was really hot to watch that compersion between two friends that have never played together, but it was still a real turn on for him that I could see. I couldn't really see Miss Jenga's face. All I could do was hear her moan, and she was moaning well, so I'm going to go out on a limb and saying she was having a good time. So there's a lot of oral and a lot of tenderness and sensuality, and it was really cool. And after, you know, everybody got their due, Miss Jenga noticed that the husband of the partner, he really wanted his wife bad because she was looking damn hot as she was, you know, getting some oral done to her, and she was enjoying herself immensely, and he was enjoying watching her be pleasured. That's hot. So Miss Jenga's just point out said, "You want to fuck her right now, don't you?" And I don't think the word yes I do could fly out any faster. He was on it. Didn't last too long though, but he was on it. And it, hey, there's no judging. There are no, you know, no points taken away for ending too quickly. And it wasn't too quickly. I didn't mean to say it that way, but no points deducted for time. Time has nothing to do with it. It was the energy. It was the, you know, the tension and the passion that was there that just, it exploded. That's hot. I got to see it. And even after, like, the aftercare, which is so important, when you're playing with other people, as soon as you blow your load, don't just get up and leave. There are people. Talk about that before you start playing. Like, get to know what they want, how they like to do things after. Sometimes couples are open and honest and say, hey, we like to have a little alone time after. Or some will want to have a cuddle pile after. Some want to go and have a cigarette after. Everybody has their own thing. So make sure you communicate about it. It's really important. So it's really cool to watch them communicate that. And as it turns out, I think there was a couple smokers in there. So everybody went outside to talk, laugh, reflect on the experience in the evening, and then we all went off campus for a bite to eat. I think Miss Jenga and I were in our onesies and took a local 24-hour restaurant that serves breakfast all night long by storm. She was Wonder Woman and I was Superman, and it doesn't even matter how people look at us anymore. We're comfortable in our own skin. That's all that matters. And so I think there was six of us that ended up going out to eat that night. We had a great time. The couple is an amazing dynamic couple. They're, you know, together, they're whole. When there's one that's really outgoing, the husband is very outgoing, very chatty. The wife is quite reserved, but she's got this sparkle in her eye that she's thinking naughty thoughts. So when it comes to nicknames, because, you know, we always have nicknames for people. One of Mr. Big's adventures in the satellite, he's got his, what I call her switch. That's what we call her because of her jumping up and doing a 180 degree turn in one movement. Her name's Switch. So we have Switch, and I haven't quite nailed down what I'd like to call the gentleman in this relationship, but the wife definitely has a sparkle. So I'm going to call her Sparkle because she's got a gold star for her oral skills, and her personality does shine through those eyes of hers. And I enjoyed, you know, I didn't play with them, but I enjoyed my time with them, and I enjoyed sharing the experience with everyone. So that's what happened through my eyes. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. Hope I wasn't too creepy, but that's all I got from Kinkerbell's Corner. You guys have an awesome week. And don't forget stars. Give stars to these amazing people that have opened up their lives and their imaginations and are willing to share so much of themselves with you. I will be back at some point, I'm sure. There's going to be some upcoming shenanigans out of Tinkerbell's little brain. She's not a little brain, it's a big brain, but she's only going to use the mischievous part of it. So, watch out! See you later.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
We call it the whore bag?
Well, we've got
the... It's not your play bag, it's your whore bag.
Whore bag.
Whore.
Hooah.
Just
whore bag. Is it your whore bag or your slut bag?
You got me checked.
Oh, no, it's my whore bag.
Am I at a good level?
I'm role playing for the win.
Yeah, I think that's good. All right.
You got me?
Yeah, I think I got
picking
you.
Picking up what I'm putting down?
What? I picked it up and then I looked at it and then I put it back down again because I was like, no, I'm not touching that.
Don't did you that. Smack it?
I brought the gloves. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Excellent. Oh, that's right. Fair warning.